to foretell is to forewarn, and the risk factors that have led to the outbreak in Nigeria are all prevalent here in Ghana. The rodents of the reservoir, the multi-mammate rat, we have it in Ghana here, and the condition is endemic in all West African countries. That's what the study says. And whilst we have an outbreak in Nigeria and sporadic case in the neighborhood countries, Niger, Togo, Sierra Leone, and it's prudent that we stay red alert, be best prepared, and make sure that when there is any emergency, we take it early, investigate, and respond appropriately.
Doc, do we have drugs or resources to tackle any outbreak in Ghana?
What the general population should do, what the health sector should do, to get the management should be by isolation. You take the case to area where you not mix with other cases. Then isolation facilities, we requested the hospitals to get isolation readily available. The medication for ribavirin, we are arranging with the World Health Organization country office, get it in country. And then also the PPEs, personal protective equipment, and other gadgets that you need. We have some in, and we need to back up. The need for use of gloves and other things which will not bring body to direct contact with body fluid of the affected. So these are things that you have put in place, and we continue further developing such preparedness. We have arranged with Noguchi, which has capacity to help the country and even countries around it. So our preparedness has started, and for now, we are ready.
Dr. Sarkodie said an intensive public education on the causes, symptoms, and preventive measures on the fever will be key in fighting it.
The education should not, apart from the mass media like this, or every gathering where people would meet, it's important that we create this awareness without creating undue panic here in the country.
If I get into public spaces, what should I look out for? I mean, when it comes to the Lassa fever, or how do I avoid it?
What we need to understand, signs and symptoms, mode of transmission, should somebody have suspected kids, what to do, and that is to go to the nearest hospital. The signs and symptoms early at the onset are very similar to any acute fever illness, and that will be fever, headache, general bodily pain, and then easily getting tired. The next, getting to about 1 week, signs of respiratory symptoms coming, sore throat, and then the respiratory distress, difficulty in breathing. Some of them will have symptoms very similar to what you may call flu. Some people, they have, most of them, some of them, about 30-40% or so, may have swollen face. And then at the extreme end, that may be a terminal case where you have the bleeding tendency. The person may bleed from the gum, nostril, from the ears and any of the body.
Dr. Bedu Sarkodie is the Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service.